Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts areas. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. You can call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants can work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that'll knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline. That's the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara. Simply call 716-631-4800. You can enter the street number of the house that you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description of the home. And then you'll be texted a link that's dedicated to that property, and it's a website to give you all the details that you need. It's all automatic and just that fast. It's anytime, on any market we serve, on anyone's listing, whether it's ours or any other broker. There's a shortage of homes that are available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, as you've heard. And as that fact exists, we have a high number of well-qualified buyers that are actively looking for a new home. So if you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you'll pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, through a Hunt agent, you will hear these words: "We will sell your home, or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. You can ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stop into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, you can call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930, or you can even text us at 3930. Those are all free, so join us on the air at Our House. We're going to have a fantastic show for you today, and joining me on Our House this morning is Michelle Weiner. Michelle is a licensed associate real estate broker, and she works out of our Hunt Williamsville Clarence office. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Susan.
It's so nice to have you here, Michelle. You're a true professional, so I'm thankful that you're willing to give up a beautiful Saturday morning at the end of the summer to join us.
Oh, my God, this day's going to be beautiful. I'm excited about being on the show again.
Well,
it's been a little while.
It's always great when you're here, Michelle. So let's get started. What do you want to talk about today? I mean, the real estate market, it's the end of the summer. We hear all the time that you got to get your house on the market. You have to have it sold before school starts. That's really a myth, right?
Total myth. Oh, my gosh. How busy are we? Every single day, all summer long, all spring long, go right into the fall now. Still low inventory. We're out there looking for more houses to get on the market. We still have buyers that we can't seem to find them their special homes. So give us a call. My gosh.
Now you're talking about listings when you say inventory, mm-hmm. houses that are on the market. So when we say inventory, we're really talking about who's out there actively selling their house. We know there's people that are thinking about selling their houses, or in their mind, they're planning to sell their house,
right.
But they just seem to be holding back and not putting that for sale sign up in the front yard. What do you think it is that's keeping people from putting their houses on the market right now?
You know what's so interesting to me? I just went on a couple of listing appointments, and it seems like the sellers that are considering selling their homes right now still feel that they have to get the house ready for even a realtor to come and see their home. So I think, in my opinion, don't wait for that fix your house up and let us come and see it. Let us see it the way it is. Maybe most of the time it's not as much as you may think that needs to get done. Or maybe what your ideas are to get done is not quite what we're thinking that would probably help get your house sold at the best price that they can get.
And I think that's going to be specific to the house, maybe specific to
neighborhood,
the type of home. Uh-huh. If it's an older home with charm and character, you know, we don't want necessarily people to paint over that, you know, incredible woodwork that has
right.
the appeal to people who want the, you know, the charm of those city houses, as opposed to, you know, ripping out potentially old cabinets that could maybe be restored for someone who appreciates the architectural detail. So really having someone come in who has worked with buyers and has their finger on the pulse of what buyers are looking for, it would seem that it would be incredibly important.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I just love to see the homes prior to them touching it. Like, I just want to see it with the old carpets. I want to see with the wallpaper. I want to get a good visual. They lived there. They loved their homes. They had families grow up in those homes. I just want to get a better feel for who they are and then how I can integrate a good, you know, upgrade here or a change there.
And we've seen that trends have changed over time, over the decades. You know, we had homes that had beautiful hardwood floors, and during the 70s, everybody just threw, you know, shag carpet on top of beautiful hardwood floors. And so many times people just replace the carpet and don't realize they have these hidden gems underneath and, you know, beautiful hardwood floors that are in pristine condition because they've been protected by carpet pad and wall-to-wall carpeting for decades.
Right.
So I think it's helpful to have someone who's got the eye that can look and say, there's probably something more valuable underneath here. Don't replace the carpet. Just pull the carpet up.
Right. And the worry is, like, how much is it going to cost, you know, to do any kind of updates or changes or something that's going to be more attractive to the buyer base today?
And so, I think that's always the dilemma. Do I invest into the home that I'm planning to leave just to put it on the market? And I think you were saying earlier that, you know, some of the sellers are fixing up their house or getting the house ready before the professional walks in the door to give them advice. And it seems backwards. It seems you should get in there first.
I'd love to just get in there first. And now I feel so bad that they've spent so much money and energy on something that they chose that bothered them for so long that might have not been something that I would have recommended to have, you know, changed.
Sure. And I always say to people, you should update your house for your own benefit. If you're going to put new cabinets in, put them in 20 years before you're going to move out, so you can enjoy the benefit of those cabinets as opposed to just picking something for the next buyer. I know that for most people, their home is their single largest investment. And in our area here, we've heard that you know, housing has been historically very affordable compared to other parts of the country. I know you have sort of an expertise in the luxury housing market. So in our area, we design homes to be built, you know, to appeal to the masses. As a builder, I spent 20 some years building houses. We built center entrance colonials, and they were pretty traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But you work in the luxury market, and it's not just center entrance colonials with, you know, 3,000 plus square feet with, you know, four bedrooms and three bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
The luxury market has a wide expanse of different property home types, condos, townhouses,
that's right,
estate properties. What are you seeing in the luxury market? Are people being drawn towards more modern, more traditional? Are they getting away from that center entrance colonial look?
You know, it's really good question. I have to honestly tell you, the luxury market here in Western New York, the homes are beautiful. It's all taste specific. When you're selling in a luxury market, the buyer base is, you know, a little bit more smaller than an average priced home. And when you're starting to get into the new millennials, I believe that the luxury market is shifting a little bit where, you know, they lived in these beautiful homes for so long, can't just come in and just do a new upgrade. You really have to look at the home and look at the home properly. And they're all, like I mentioned, very taste specific. So it's a very contemporary home. To do an upgrade, you can't uncontemporary it. You have to bring it to today's contemporary modern feel. So if it's light fixtures or flooring, most likely going to be flooring. And it's going to be bringing in some new, I got to say, stone, you know, facades. And fixtures are huge. And amenities have become so important to that market base. So it's going to be different, and it's a different type of recommendations that I would set on a luxury home than I would set on more of a modest home.
When you say amenities, what are you talking about with amenities, like elevators? And
oh my gosh, Susan, it's becoming all over the place. People are looking to have, it doesn't have to be square footage anymore. It just has to be
ways to pamper themselves, maybe theater rooms.
Exactly. And I don't want to say man caves of any sort, but more for the families, bringing families together and making it easier, opening space up and becoming a little bit more user friendly.
So the spaces are being utilized differently.
Yep.
So maybe the formal living room isn't as critical as spaces for family together or entertaining.
Right.
Entertaining has really changed.
Right. I can tell you that the luxury buying market, it doesn't necessarily want the square footage. They want to be closer to where they need to be. Work, schools, activities, social, community and investments that they're in.
Well, I think people have such a busy lifestyle, it would make sense that they want to be closer to those.
Exactly.
Those schools, work, places that they have to run to at a moment's notice. You
know, right,
we're running
right
out of the house. Now everybody's, grabbing a cup of coffee either as they're running out the door or driving through to
right
on their way to work to get someplace. The pace that people run, it would seem like conveniences are important to people.
Right. A luxury buyer is different than a luxury listing. I'm going to tell you that today.
And when we talk about the luxury market here in Buffalo, it's a lot stronger than people might think. They might think there's a few houses that are on the market that are $500,000 or more, or $1 million or more. But I looked at some numbers, and in 2017, last year that we have the complete set of results for, we closed over 180 houses that were above $500,000, and we closed maybe about 17 houses that were over $1 million.
Yes,
which just doesn't seem to resonate with people. It's hard for them to imagine that we have that many houses that have closed. And then right now, when we look at that market, what's on the market right now, we have over 245 houses on the market that are over $500,000. And then even in the $1 million price range, it's 39 houses.
Wow, do you believe how the growth is going? Yes.
It's
They're
tremendous.
Recognizing that they can actually get their houses on the market and see who's out there, see if there's some interest, see what the level of luxury buyers are and what their, what their interests are today.
And I know, Michelle, you have actually been integral in a lot of those sales.
Oh,
and
great.
Some of those houses that are actively on the market right now. And it's a wide variety of properties. I know you had some a beautiful house on Nottingham that sold.
Beautiful
that,
home on Nottingham.
Would be
wonderful. Beautiful, beauty pool, and sitting on the beautiful location, again, sold. The city obviously is going to be the city. It's beautiful, and you got to find the right house that fits your, your interest.
What a beautiful neighborhood. Like, it just defines city living, luxury city living.
Wow,
here
it truly does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it truly does.
And that was an example of something in the city. But then at the same time, you've had a number of other houses that have sold out in the suburbs, and in the not really first-ring suburbs, but kind of second-ring suburbs out in Clarence.
Wow, the waterfront, Clarence, out in East Aurora, Orchard Park.
So when you say that the luxury market is a distinctive taste, it's all taste-specific, it's a geographic element that's involved as well. So it's not
right.
like we have a concentration of Millionaire's Row. In some cities, you see all the millionaire houses lined up in a row. But in our area, we really do have the advantage of having dispersed some of those really high-end luxury properties.
Right. High-end luxury properties are location-dependent. So you really you're not going to be a luxury purchaser today and go everywhere throughout the city. You have a certain idea where you want to live, and they're watching that market base.
So if there are listeners that have a home that they think might fall into that luxury category, you know, they would anticipate based on information that they have that the house might sell for more than $500,000, what would you recommend that they do if they've got an interest in considering putting their house on the market? What would be their first step that you'd suggest to them?
The first step, obviously, reach out to a realtor. Don't do anything. Don't fuss and get a contractor in and change out some counter that you thought should be done prior to a realtor seeing it. Maybe it's a different product or something a little different that's going to be a little bit more interesting to appeal to that buyer base.
I hear so many people say, well, my neighbor told me.
I know. My neighbor, my colleague at work used a specific realtor, and this is the best avenue to go with. And I think you just need to interview and get a good comfort feel for what your needs are and what sounds the best direction to go for your property.
And it makes sense because you said these houses are dispersed throughout the city, throughout the suburbs, in the rural areas, on the waterfront, in the resort areas, and there's not one answer for each one of those. You could have two houses right next door to each other on the same street, and your recommendations for house A and house B would be different.
Totally different. You can be sitting next to this ultra-modern home sitting in the same street that just doesn't have a quite good fit for that street. But you'd be surprised.
I saw you had a home in Clarence that it wasn't ultra-modern, but it was very different. The architectural style was very different. The interior style was very different. And I imagine the buyer who saw that house connected with that house probably right away.
Right away. I'm glad you brought that one up. It was an interesting listing, and I fell in love with the house when I first walked into it. I also felt that it's going to be so taste specific that it's going to appeal to certain personalities or certain types of homes people are looking for. So, and that's exactly what it did. It attracted to those that just really wanted to see a home of that particular customized style.
And that style was very specific. We can't really describe it all that well on the on the radio because
It's
one of those houses that you almost have to see, but it had a really unique style of
the floor plan and the materials they used and the openness of the kitchen and an oversized island. I've never seen a size island this large before. It was beautiful. It fit so well in this home. So it was just beautiful.
I happened to, years ago in my former life in construction and helping people to build houses, was aware of the plans when they were being designed and saw some of the pictures of or magazine pictures that they brought in to design and to incorporate those elements into the house. So to see that house then go back on the market and appeal to the masses, I mean, when people do pull out pictures from kind of a California style, they had a really interesting railing system for the stairs, something that I had really not seen in this area before. And it's so nice to see something that's different. But I think people are nervous about doing something different in their home because they worry about resale.
Right. That's why I like to see the homes prior to them doing anything. That maybe it needs just to keep its style, but maybe bring it to today's feel.
So maybe you don't want to have antique farm furniture with real modern elements, right?
Right. Or, they travel the world and they've collected beautiful furnishings that don't fit the home that will work for it. At that point, then we talk a little bit about professional staging.
And I think that sometimes houses show better with less furniture.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something that you have the eye for. Professionals can go in, and as much as the family has enjoyed the type of furniture and the particular layout has been conducive to their type of living, when you put the house on the market, you want to sort of neutralize the home, right?
Absolutely. And that's where it comes into play, where you're definitely going to be scaling back on the items that they have. They love their homes, and it's so hard once you stage them to have them feel comfortable in their space, but they're already engaged in the fact of where their next change is going to be.
And that's one of the most important things about selling the house is beginning to separate your attachment to the home, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think once you commoditize your home, once you say, I'm going to put the house on the market, I'm going to put a price tag on it, that's really a good time to begin to sever the emotional ties, because it really does start to become a financial transaction. You can enjoy all the memories. You can keep the pictures and the mementos and know everything wonderful that happened in that home. But at this point in time, it's actually beginning to be someone else's home.
Absolutely.
You're beginning that process.
Absolutely. And they get very excited once the house goes on the market and they see all the showings that are going to occur. And they love to hear all the feedback. And they get very involved in the sale of their homes. And what more can they do? Once they get started and they're doing so much, they want to keep on going and do more.
You mentioned showings. Mm-hmm. I know that's one of the things mm-hmm. that I oftentimes have people ask me questions about. How do showings work? Do people just call up at a moment's notice and pop in to see your house because there's a sign out front? You know, do people knock on your door? It's a lot more organized than that, isn't it?
Yes, it's way more organized than that. Today, buyers are, they're all using phone apps, and they are getting a feel for neighborhoods, and they're driving around and they're getting a sense for, oh, I didn't see this one come up. A sign might have gone on a lawn and it just didn't hit the MLS yet. So they're contacting the realtors or their homes. I don't necessarily see, especially in this price point, a higher price point, that people are getting out of their cars and walking their lots and knocking on their doors. Very rarely, but the showings are very professionally handled. They contact either the realtor or our showing. We have a very strong showing organization for sellers or buyers and buyer agents to contact to make those appointments with those listings.
So typically your sign would be out mm-hmm. in front of a house that you had a listing on, yeah. and there'd be a big rider on that sign that says Michelle Weiner and has the cell phone number. But if people today wanted to call you and talk with you about anything that we're talking about today and follow up with you after you're on the air, how would they reach you?
Oh, call me on my cell phone, 716-830-8266. If you're too shy to call, text me. I'm holding my phone. We can chat. I can answer your questions. I would love to answer some questions. So call in.
And that'd be great. And if someone wanted mm-hmm. to visit your website or email
you. Yeah, visit me on the web, Facebook, Instagram. You can find me. I'm Michelle with two L's .Weiner at huntrealestate.com is also my email address, or you can find me on the internet.
And that's Weiner,
W-I-N-E-R.
Right.
W-I-N-E-R.
Got to get that
Thank
right.
Thank you.
So it's going to be an interesting opportunity for us today to talk a little bit more about the luxury market. I know you have a number of properties that you have on the market and some of the houses that you've just sold, but we'd be interested in having people give us a call today on the show. And so if you have questions, you can call us in the studio at 803-0930. You can use the cell phone, *930, or you can text us at 3930. And we'll be right back with more from our house to yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. When it comes to the single biggest purchase of your life, it pays to shop around. If you think you've found the best rate available for your home loan, why not let us take a second look? We'll review your rates and your terms and try to see if we can do better. And just for giving us a shot, we'll give you a $50 gift card.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available throughout all the regions we serve. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate agent. I'm in the studio with Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker working out of our Hunt Williamsville Clarence office. If you'd like to join the conversation, call us in the studio at 803-0930. *930, or you can text us at 3930. We're here to answer all your real estate questions. So, Michelle, over the break, we had two callers that decided to join us today. So we're going to go first right away to Frank from Akron. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
I understand you have a question about a pool and the home value of pools. Is that correct?
Yes. We've decided to downsize, and we have a bid on a place for next August. The question is, I have a 34-year-old built-in pool that's in need of repair. My wife says, don't fix it. I don't think the house shows well if you don't have the pool fixed. What's your opinion?
Hi, Frank. It's Michelle Weiner. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you. That's an awesome question. I'm pondered with that one for many, many years when I'm coming out to do listings for my clients. I'd have to probably see the house. I'd probably have to see the pool area. I don't know what pool. Diving boards are definitely becoming more dated and a little bit more issue on the insurance side. I think it's going to be concrete area around the pool. Do we have a lot of cracking? Is there anything else I would have to need to be addressed? I think you mentioned it was a gunite pool or liner pool. I don't remember. A gunite pool. Those could always be easily resurfaced. I think that time of year is also important, probably for your particular home. I'm not sure if it shows beautifully in the spring and summer months with the pool open, or is it just as beautiful in the fall or winter months that necessarily doesn't have to have open the pool?
So it really is going to be dependent, Frank, on the specific condition of the pool. So I think this would be an opportunity for Michelle to maybe make arrangements to mm-hmm. come out and take a look at your pool. But it definitely, the pool will have an impact on the value of the home.
Absolutely. And please don't feel that people are going to fill that pool in because they feel that it needs some work. Probably just, it's probably less than what you may even think it needs. I'd probably would have to see it.
So that's one of the examples, Michelle, and thank you for that call, Frank. That's one of the examples of why you need to get somebody in there, because somebody might think, well, you know, the liner of the pool is damaged or the gunite needs an expensive repair. I don't want to put the money into it before I sell it, so I'm just going to fill the pool in. I've got somebody that'll, you know, dump dirt in my backyard.
Right. We're not going
to
do that.
It can add to the value of the home. And
absolutely.
Sometimes that cost can be transferred over to the purchaser. It can be negotiated into the contract, right?
Right,
the
absolutely.
Home is priced based on the condition of the
pool. And the pool's not always going to be part of your home inspection. The pool's going to be the pool, and the pool might be sold as is.
Interesting that you had said home inspection, because we have another caller on the line. Good morning, Dee. Welcome to the show. And I understand you have a question about home inspections.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show. I have an older home in Williamsville, smaller, and I am thinking about putting it on the market in the not too distant future. And my neighbor told me that you're going to have the state or the village or the town or whatever come and inspect the sewers and so forth. What exactly are they talking about? Do you know anything about that?
Hi, Dee. It's Michelle Weiner. I'm going to answer some of these questions, if that's okay. So you're in the town of Amherst,
right.
Living in Williamsville.
Yeah.
It is actually year specific also that the town of Amherst will come in and do a quick inspection of the sump pump and the surrounding drain tiles for the property. I don't know what location you live in. Give me a call when we're done with the show. I can answer you a little bit more about that. It's not as difficult, shall I say, with the town. They do come and inspect it just to make sure that the codes are accurate.
Okay, I have a brand new sump pump, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Exactly. So there's some things that, and locations have been becoming more specific to their investigation or their, shall I say, inspection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and we can talk a little bit more off mm-hmm. the air about this, Dee. So if you wanted to reach out to Michelle, your number
Dee,
again.
Give me a call, you know, after the show. I can be happy to answer more questions and probably help you feel a little better about it. You can call me on my cell phone. It's 716-830-8266.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dee, for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was a great question from Dee, and What the issue is in some areas of Amherst is drainage, and the concern that the town has that at some point in time stormwater drainage was being directed into the sewer system.
That's correct.
So they're doing an inspection just to make sure that the water that drains off of the roof and the surrounding areas of the house is not draining into the home and then being ejected out into the sewer lines.
Right. So what better way that every time you sell your house, the seller has to have that inspection done?
Yes.
So they're doing it one by one.
And it's a nominal fee for the inspection, but there could be some additional cost involved if a sump pump is required or if additional repairs need to be done based on the inspection that the town does. So again, a good reason why you want to get someone knowledgeable to come out to your house. Fortunately, Dee heard this from a neighbor, that this is a requirement.
Sure.
But had she not and kind of moved forward with plans to put the house on the market immediately, in the event that she might have not put in a sump pump recently,
right?
All of a sudden she might be looking at the cost of adding some additional work to the house that she hadn't anticipated. So getting that information ahead of time is really important. And I think that goes to what we talked about earlier with sellers, but now flipping the switch over to buyers.
Right.
That's certainly going to make buyers feel a little bit more comfortable if they know that they're buying a house in the town of Amherst, that issue is being addressed, and they're not buying into a problem in the event that they might have to, you know, sell their house a couple years from now. They know that it's been addressed and that there isn't going to be any kind of new legislation enacted that would require that. It's already been done, and it sounds like Dee asked the question in time. But
right. Not everybody knows about it. This actually just started last September of 17, so it wasn't actually in play for Amherst for a very long time.
And we do have a lot of listeners that are in the Amherst area, so I think that was a great question this morning. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, we were talking about the luxury market, buyers that are in the luxury market. We're seeing an increase, as those numbers show, the difference between what was happening last year and what was happening this year. Part of that can be attributed to the rising value of homes. More houses are becoming quote-unquote luxury homes because the sale prices are increasing. So a house that might have sold 10 or 15 years ago for $350,000, you know, could be $450,000, $500,000, depending on the appreciation of that particular style of home and construction and the neighborhood and so many of those variables. But we've got people that are out there that are looking for homes that fall into that luxury category.
Right. And the deals that they could find today, those luxury homes are on the market. They're sellers that are very anxious to sell. I have some beautiful luxury homes on the market right now that these particular sellers are anxious to move on to downsizing, or they're moving out of the area to warmer climates. The houses are absolutely gorgeous, so well built. I don't even think they build houses like that are on the market that we're seeing today.
And I know that you have a number of listings currently of houses that would fall into that luxury market category. You've got some really unique properties. I always love to talk about your Christmas tree farm. We can talk about that one later, but taking that one out of the mix right now.
Yeah, we'll take that out.
I know you've got a property down in Ellicottville that is just phenomenal.
Ellicottville is gorgeous. It sits on over 70 acres, and the acres are rolling, beautiful acres. This home has been renovated. It has a brand new building on it that stores, I've got to tell you, probably more than 10 cars, with a gorgeous loft above for added family and friends. And it's got a cabin on it that's so adorable and stunning.
But the main home itself
is
so impressive.
7,200 square feet of a well-built, gorgeous home that's fully furnished. You can just move right in.
And I've seen the pictures, and the furnishings are not rustic cabin-like furnishings. These are very, very impressive, high-quality furnishings.
Man, the furnishings are stunning.
And that's a little out of the ordinary.
The house is stunning. I mean, just the stone and the levels of living within this particular property is just beautiful. Anybody's in Ellicottville, please call me. I'd love to show it. In this price point.
And this is the time of year. We're starting to get to the time of year where Ellicottville, it just changes from the beautiful summer resort to that gorgeous fall colors, and you sort of have that anticipation of what winter's like. I mean, I really do think Ellicottville is just a four-season phenomenal location.
Oh, and this property is a four-season property, too. It's way up there in your luxury living.
And if someone was interested in seeing this property, because we've talked about this, this could not just be a home for a single family residence in its typical setting. I mean, this could be a family retreat. This could be a group of friends or college buddies that get together and invest in this as a vacation property.
Absolutely.
It has some opportunities if someone were to be creative with Airbnbs or, you know, a wedding venue. I mean, it's just got amazing potential.
I have to honestly tell you that there's people coming from all over that come into Ellicottville. It's just wonderful. Different people that you get to meet and where they come from and what their reasonings are. And sometimes they come later in the year. They're not always coming early, so early, to get the feel for the inventory and what the real estate feels like. It's usually when they're making their trips to come down. But I encourage them to do it sooner than they necessarily need to be looking.
Well, I will want to talk with you a little bit more in the next segment about the houses that you have on the market and then what buyers can be looking for in that luxury market. But we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. When it comes to the single biggest purchase of your life, it pays to shop around. If you think you found the best rate available for your home loan, why not let us take a second look? We'll review your rates and your terms and try to see if we can do better. And just for giving us a shot, we'll give you a $50 gift card.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes throughout all of our regions that we serve. You'll also find access to a set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker working out of our Hunt Wimsel Clarence office. If you want to join us in the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930, or text us at 30930. We are here to answer your real estate questions. So, Michelle, we were able to benefit from a couple calls in the last segment. Hopefully, we'll have someone call in this final segment. But I so wanted to hear a little bit more about the houses that you have in the luxury market and the buyers that you have, because I know you have a number of listings, but you have that many more buyers that you're working with.
I know. The buyers in the luxury market's very taste specific. They've got all different kinds of personalities. And as I mentioned earlier, they're very location dependent. So my homes that are on the market today, luxury homes that are gorgeous, they're all over the place. Obviously, you've heard me say that I'm in the suburbs, I'm in the city, I'm in Lewiston, out Ellicottville. I'll be heading there today if anybody's in Ellicottville. But neither here nor there. Buyers today are out there. I've got buyers that are looking for just beautiful, something that connects to their personality.
One of the properties that I was aware of is out in Boston. It's in the Orchard Park Schools.
I'm glad you brought that one up. What a beautiful location. And it actually sits on more than 20 acres. I personally feel there's so much beautiful properties out there that not only can you purchase a beautiful home with space that is endless, you can also encourage building lots within your 20 acres that will bring such high level luxury homes to those specific locations. And you don't want to sit on 20 acres by yourself. You can sell off 5 acres at a time. There's so many beautiful properties. I've got buyers looking for everything from taste specific from the city to rural properties that are sitting in the woods and they just want some, you know, peace and quiet.
And that's what this property in Boston is. It's on a wooded setting.
Yes.
And it provides that opportunity for privacy, or for someone who says, I've lived in the city or I've lived in the suburbs and I really just want a retreat where I can hear the birds and watch the wildlife. This is one of those opportunities.
Absolutely. And this one sits in Boston in Orchard Park Schools. You truly are, when you're living in Western New York, you truly are 20 minutes from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I get around so quickly. If I don't really want to stay in one location, I love visiting these beautiful homes and giving advice and just meeting people. So please reach out. Give a realtor a call. Get their feeling on the homes.
So we've covered a couple of your locations. So you're in the city, you're in Ellicottville, you're in the South Towns. I know you have a number of properties that are in the North Towns. We talked about that more contemporary home that sold in Clarence. But you have a number of other houses that are, they happen to be in the town of Clarence. I think you have several
that are in the town of Clarence right now. It seems that I don't want to say there's all these houses to sell in Clarence and people are just leaving, but believe me, they're building up. Downsizing isn't downsizing smaller. They're building these gorgeous patio homes, or they're moving to the South Towns or a little closer to where their children are.
So that classic idea of downsizing, where somebody maybe takes the home that their family grew up in and moves into something smaller, more modest, that's sort of changing now. It might be smaller, but certainly the modest part of it seems to be evaporating. People are looking for the amenities that you talked about earlier, some of the fancy features. They maybe went without during a period of time when they were, you know, busy working and raising a family, and you know, the type of countertops that you had really never came into play, or the type of floors. You know, homes were regarded a little bit differently. They were more about function. Now we're more about form and the appearance of things and how we entertain and the types of finishes that we have in our homes. We're returning to that. You know, years ago, decades ago, centuries ago, you know, homes were built based on the form. The design was so important, and that's why when people go into the city, they see the houses with charm and character. And then there was a period of time where we were building houses simply for the purpose of residing in them.
Right.
So now people seem to be going back a little bit more into the design element, and I think that's where the taste-specific buyer comes into play.
It's well said. I have to honestly tell you, I think that the change is people have been so busy with their lives. Now they're ready to stay home, entertain, and, you know, relax and just enjoy the homes that they're living in. And they don't know where to go with the homes they're living in right now as they move on to something else. So that's where reaching out to a professional like myself would actually help, have so much more benefit towards that.
And I know there's a number of millennials that are in our area. We have the benefit of people now staying here in Western New York, that not everyone's children and grandchildren are moving away for job opportunities elsewhere. So we have younger, affluent purchasers who are in that luxury market that we might not have seen 5-10 years ago. How is their buying style different? What do you do differently for millennial purchasers?
Like I was mentioning a little earlier, millennial purchasers want to be closer to everything. They don't always want the elbow room. They've got younger children or just starting new young families, and they've got, you know, they're living closer to the city. So they would love to, they want something new. It's obviously it's not always going to be something new, but they want to make something that's got enough space to be able to have some growth and make it different. They do like that different element to it, with the amenities that we were just talking about.
So some of those buyers might be interested in the townhouses or the condos that we have in the market that are at that luxury price tag. We didn't have those before. We didn't have city options for apartments and lofts and
I wish we could have more of them. Honestly, I think
we missed that opportunity.
We totally did.
I'm not dating you. I'm just dating me when I say that. I should have said me.
I love it. No, I'm totally with you.
But it seems like right now we have an opportunity in our marketplace. I'm just checking the numbers here. And in 2018, we have condos that are actively on the market, 18 of them that are between $500,000 and $1 million. So they could be condos or townhouses or patio homes that might fall into that. And we even have some that are over $1 million. And that is you know, more than what we've seen historically, although last year at the completion of 2017, because we still have one more quarter to get through here. But at the completion of 2017, we sold 30 townhouses and condos that were between $500,000 and $1 million.
I know.
So we have them out there. We've got a true luxury market that's here. But buyers, how do they find out about those properties?
I know. They really, they're sitting on their phones and their apps. You really do need to work with a realtor. We have buyers. I have buyers. Necessarily don't see the inventory. We have to dig out the inventory. So buyers really do need to work with a realtor. Some realtors do have some pocket listings. You don't know what they have coming up or who they know, or, you know, obviously there's some life changes.
So. And that's really part of what a professional real estate agent does, is they connect the dots. They
Absolutely.
Find sellers and buyers. And sometimes we have a reluctant seller. They're not ready to put their house on the market, or they're reluctant about showings or preparing the house, or the inconvenience perhaps of having to right. Be out of the house on the weekend for an open house. So if you can go to them and say, I actually have someone who's looking for a home similar to yours. You can actually connect buyers and sellers.
You'd be very surprised if you're working with a realtor that's very active. You'd be very surprised what they know, who they know, what's coming up and what's been out there, or what was on the market that maybe that there's been some changes that can make some good deals.
So often I hear people say, well, I looked on Zillow and I saw this property, and then it turns out that the property hasn't been on the market, even though Zillow says it's for sale.
It's a fake listing, right?
Or it's been under contract and it doesn't show that. Or worse yet, they see the house of their dreams and it is on the market, but by the time they call the agent that has that house listed, it's already under contract.
Absolutely.
So those are passive ways for people to look at real estate. So if you want to dabble in real estate, you can go online and you can kick the tires. But really, if you're serious, you need to begin to start working with an agent, because you can help them to understand what's required in getting pre-approved.
Oh, there's so much more to it. And same with sellers. You know, I know it's been such a great market and feels like you want to tap into it yourself. I think that the advice or the representation that you would have from a professional realtor is going to give you a whole lot more value.
And I think the luxury market, we need to talk about the idea that it's a seller's market right now, because there are some neighborhoods where houses go on the market and they're sold within 2 or 3 days, multiple offers, over asking, competitive bidding wars. You hear those stories, but those are very specific houses in limited price ranges in certain areas. It's not universal across the market.
It isn't universal, right. That's you're definitely seeing that in areas where those buyers have been sitting and waiting for something in that particular block. You know, believe it or not, they're waiting, they're watching. Those are the multiple offers that are coming in on it.
So I think while it's good news for our area that the housing market is strong, and that for sellers, it's great that they can get the value back that they invested into their home, and we are able to see those competitive areas, it's not universal. So if someone has a house in a particular price point, they can't afford to overprice that house. It will sit on the market. And I think in the luxury range, that's especially true.
Especially true. Really work with someone who knows the business.
So you've been in the business for a long time. You've worked with high-end luxury homes. I think you've had one of the highest sales in
Buffalo,
Western New York region ever. So congratulations. I know how hard you work with your clients that are in that luxury market. But I don't want to leave the listeners with the impression that's all you do.
No, that's not all I do. Please reach out to me. Doesn't matter where you're living, if it's just something or it's a family property that you just want to get some ideas on, please reach out to me.
And I know you are available to people all hours, all days of the week. But again, if people wanted to reach you, how would the best way for them to reach out
call
to
me,
you?
Call me, text me, 716-830-8266. You can email me, Michelle, that's michelle.winer, W-I-N-E-R, at huntrealestate.com. You can reach me on the internet or any social media.
So you've got a number of properties that are on the market right now. I said earlier, you've got a Christmas tree farm. I know we're a few months away from Christmas, but I just love the idea that there's a property. So it's not just a home. It's actually
a business
opportunity.
It's a business opportunity. And it's so hard because it sits on the MLS as a lot. It is. And it's a total business, turnkey business. It's just beautiful.
And it's mature trees. This totally isn't little trees. Seedlings.
Oh, no, no. Totally mature trees, not seedlings, and pretty much cut your own.
And I made you promise, don't let me go out there and look at it because I'll probably buy it.
No, I know. I know it. I have a hard time going myself.
But it's really been a pleasure having you on the radio. Michelle, you're a true professional. For people who are interested in getting the professional advice that they need, I strongly recommend that they reach out to you. I know you're going to be in Ellicottville today, but you're all across Western New York, and people can benefit from your services. So thank you for joining me today at Our House. Special thank you to Michelle. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.